Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Gaurav Prasad, Director of Enterprise Sales at Versa Networks. Welcome, Gaurav. How's it going?
It's going really well, Allison. Thanks for having me.
Why don't we just start with an introduction of Versa Networks and your role at the company?
Sure. So my role is, like you mentioned, Director of Enterprise Sales. So I've got a couple of counterparts spread out through the country as well as the globe. I primarily focus on the West Coast. Versa Networks, we were founded in 2012, and we're a pure play SD-WAN company, but we think we go much beyond just SD-WAN. The focus for us is more the SD branch. So we have a full-blown security stack, full-blown routing stack, and we really think we're transforming the business of networking.
When you look at the transition of networks to virtual alternatives across comm service providers as well as traditional networks, what does this mean from a standpoint of the solutions that you're delivering and the challenges around security of the network?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of things there, Allison. One, the virtual aspect that you touched on, it provides a tremendous opportunity. I think the historics of branch networks is a proprietary custom-built router with an MPLS circuit. And with the ability for someone like Versa Networks to provide a virtual instance, we can leverage x86 infrastructure, Intel-based infrastructure, to deploy software in products that are more widely available, cost-effective for customers. And then within that software, we provide the ability to kind of break the chains of tied to MPLS. We can leverage internet or LTE and provide the customer, you know, huge cost savings as well as a ton of bandwidth and additional capacity, which in turn gives the users a better experience. Everything's cloud native. So the combination of virtual, being able to leverage x86 platforms as well as breaking free from legacy MPLS really provides the end user a pretty exceptional experience.
Now, SD-WAN has been talked about for a couple of years within the industry. Where are we in terms of driving deployments with the largest data center operators?
SD-WAN is understood. The benefits of SD-WAN are understood. It's a priority project within their organizations. It's a matter of finding the right solution, the right fit, as well as timing. Anytime you're touching something that's core to their infrastructure, it's in band to what they do, there's a lot of due diligence, a lot of testing that goes into it. We're in the throes of that testing with some of the largest customers, and we'll see kind of towards the end of this year and as 2018, 2019 kind of play out, huge adoptions across the board.
Now, SD security may be a more nascent term within the industry. Walk me through what you mean by SD security and how it relates to the broader challenge of wide area network connections.
So SD security for us is not just an encrypted overlay like most SD-WANs. It's the full-blown unified threat management, application firewall, antivirus, IPS, IDS, malware, and much more. And the reason this becomes critical for our customers is the first thing you do with SD-WAN is hybrid SD-WAN. You're bringing in a broadband and internet connection. And with that becomes the challenge of how do you protect that? The perimeter is no longer the data center. The perimeter is everywhere. How do we protect that? So if traditional SD-WAN, you'd have to have a third-party firewall, additional appliances, and we see the sprawl at the branch getting pretty unmanageable. So our approach of having security integrated with SD-WAN reduces that sprawl, reduces OPEX, reduces CAPEX, reduces complexity, and allows the customer to have that hybrid SD-WAN, allows them to leverage the internet connection, but still expand the perimeter beyond the data center.
What is Versa doing in terms of its solutions that differentiate the solutions you're delivering to the marketplace? And how do industry standards fit into a model like this?
Yeah, so the Versa Cloud IP platform, we differentiate ourselves in a couple of ways. One, obviously, is SD security, which we talked about. The second is the multi-service, multi-tenant approach to the problem. So segmentation is critical for enterprises as well as SPs. And traditional segmentation around VRFs or L3 VPNs is obviously there, but we take the approach a little bit differently, and every component within our software stack is truly multi-tenant capable. We can logically carve up the software into tenants and provide different topologies, different policy, a completely different experience per tenant within a physical appliance. So it allows us to provide great economies of scale, a lot of value, as well as the consolidation I talked about from the branch sprawl.
Now, I know that Versa Networks is part of the Intel Network Builders program, which is awesome. Tell me a little bit about how you're seeing value in your participation there, both from a standpoint of engaging with the industry as well as engaging with the broad customer base that looks at network builders as a source of a contact with industry players.
Yeah, we leverage the community in a number of ways. As customers look at the solution, it's not just SD-WAN, it's part of a broader strategy that customers are trying to engage. So we leverage the network builder community with partners like Dell EMC, where we can amplify the message beyond just SD-WAN into a holistic strategy that aligns to the customer needs, not only from an operator perspective, but from an enterprise perspective. And kind of the functionality is validated across more than just branch connectivity. It's orchestration, it's automation. It kind of up-levels the conversation. It validates the solution with multiple customers and partners and delivers an end-to-end experience for the customers.
What's next for Versa Networks in terms of technology innovation?
Our roadmap is really rich. We continue to invest in security. It's a really critical component for us. Obviously, the SD-WAN. And down the pipe, I mean, our slogan is transforming the business of networking. I don't think we're going to be stuck in the WAN forever. I think we'll see some really exciting innovations coming in the future.
Well, it's been awesome talking to you, Gaurav. It's great to catch up with what Versa Networks is delivering to the marketplace. We love the collaboration and your participation in Network Builders. Final question for you is just where folks can find out more information about the solutions you're bringing to market and engage with you guys.
Yeah, they can go to sdbranch.com. And they can find out all about our collapsed SD-WAN and SD security story and how to reach out, get more information, and get engaged.
Well, thanks so much for your time today. We'd love to have you back in the future.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it. Anytime.